Test on base by the Mishnah. Ish mader es benoi benozer. Veino isha maderes es benoi benozer. This is halacha Moshe Mesinai, that the father is able to undertake naziris for his child, his son, under the age of bar mitzvah. The mother does not have that power, though. It's only halacha on the father. However, so the Mishnah, Ketzad, that this halacha that the father undertakes in zeros for the child, it works for the child. It's only if the child does not protest, refuse the naziris. So gilach, if the child would then go and cut his hair, they're indicating that he does not want to be a nazir because he's clearly not allowed to cut his hair, and he did it anyway. Or one of the relatives of the child decided to cut the child's hair, and that the assumption, the definition of kroivav included in that would be the seven immediate kroivim. Well, the father is one of the seven, but and he doesn't have a son or a daughter yet, but a brother, a sister, a mother. But they assume it means also anybody which repulsed for Edis, an uncle, etc. Cut his hair. So, or micha, or shemichu kroivim, even without doing an action of giluach, which is clearly a mechua, but even just making a verbal protest against the action, that's mevatel this act of the father being madre the child. Now, zot the Mishnah. So, what do you do if we already had designated a behema for a korban for this child, and now this is mevatel the naziris? So, you see, this Mishnah parallels the idea which we had before: the woman who was mekabel naziris, and then the husband was mefer her naziris. And we had the shaila, what do you do with the karbonis? So it's the same type of shaila now. We had somebody who was a nazir, which halacha now is, it removes the whole status of naziris. So what do you do? So ha'ishal of hema mufreshes, if he had animals set aside for the purpose of naziris, so the chathis tamus, the chathis has to die, chathis, which the bialim no longer needs it for kapara, it has to die. And a shlomim is a yikrivu shlomim. It's brought as a shlomim. What does he do with the gears over here? Hashlomim yikrivu shlomim. Vehashlomim. Okay, fine. He has the word vehashlomim. Yikrivu shlomim. Now, let's say. Vehashlomim is yikrivu shlomim. Benechalim le yamechad venantunim lechem. But it has the chumrah of a shalmei nazir as opposed to regular shalmim, that the regular shalmim is eaten for 2 days and one night, the day of the hakrava, the night and the following day. A shalmim of a nazir is only for the day of the hakrava and the following night. So that's called yom echad, as opposed to shnei yomim. And Shlomei Nazir, the Torah requires that there's certain types of lechem which are brought together with it. This does not require that, but it does have the time limitation of a Shlomei Nazir. If they had money which had not been designated how to use the money, so then that's Yiplun Adavu, so that's the Lachem Moshe Besida we had before, that it's used for Erlus Ketzam Yizbeach. Most mufurashim, if the money had been designated already, so dmei chatas yechol yom melech. The dmei chatas has the same din as the chatas; it has to be not be used. So we guarantee that by putting it into the yom melech. Lo nehenin v'loy meilin. It's also to benefit from the money, but if a person would use it, he's not moil because me'ilah is only on something which is called kodesh Hashem. It's designated for use of a kodesh baruch. Right now, it's designated to be thrown out. So there's no me'ilah. And the me'ilah yaviu oilah. The money of the erla, you would bring an erla with it. So the money designated to be an erla is called kachi Hashem, because an erla is kachi Hashem. So the money for that is, there's a din of me'ilah. The me'ilah shlomim, yivu shlomim. You use it to bring a shlomim. And the money for the shlomim, the shlomim that you buy with it, has the chumrah of the el nazar, of the shlomi nazar, that it can only be eaten for one day, but there's no din of lechem. Good. Zakt the rush. Ba'ish mader es benar ben nazar. Avishu katan. See, even the child is a katan. B'chol din nazar love. All dinim of naziris apply to the child. Maybe aviv karbonos of the father will bring the father is then mechuyev to bring the karbonos for the naziris of the child. Vim nitva, if the child becomes tamei, maybe karbon tumah, he has to bring the dinim of a nazir who brings a karbon tamei.
Is this the only instance where you have a katan who's chayiv in some?
No, we had this also by Nadorim, from the age of 11, by a girl or 12 by a boy, the neder that they make, they're mechuyev to keep the neder. So, but it's one of the only so I don't know. What exactly are the chiyum of the katan? He's a nazir, so he has isurim on him, just like a child who's a kayan has isurim on him.
Is he chayiv? Maybe he's.
I'm not sure what the dinim are on the child. The father has to make sure the child doesn't do these right. things. The father has a chiyuv chinuch now to train him, to prevent him from doing these things. And you can't feed him that. If the child would drink wine, is the child doesn't get malchus? He's a nazir, but he doesn't get malchus. He's a katan.
Okay.
They're saying so. There's no oinshim on him. There's dinim on him, but there's no oinshim on him.
Is there an age to start applying?
That's a discussion. Some say it applies even from the cradle, and that's one of the understandings of Nazir Shimshin.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah, I'm saying it's based on this din. Okay. Which means it will work even while the child's in the mother's in the mother. V'haimadira kagon sh'armer tehei nazir. So there's two ways to do it. Either that the father says the child should be a nazir, or the father tells the child to be makabel naziris, and by the father commanding him to do so, and the child then saying it, that kabbalah is effective. We have the word ketzah in our Mishnah. The Rosh says that's the word ketzah, it doesn't seem to make sense. Ketzah always explaining it is how it does work, not how it doesn't work. The kima shegilach en lachom mecha gadol lemizu. The giluach is a form of mechoa. It's the best mechoa. Kol hecha shemecha shemichu kreivav batal naziris. So if there's a protest, so the naziris becomes batal. The Gemara Mefarish time up. And the Gemara explains what's that? Where does that come from? Okay, now Zatarash Masafkili Mshosayin or Shinitma Lamesim Imakosa Mekha. So if they make a verbal protest, I'm refusing to be a nazir, or the Krayim are saying we're not allowing to be a nazir, that's a valid mecha. If they cut his hair, that's a mecha. He drank wine, or he was nit with a mason. Does that act as a mecha? In mechasa mecha. The mistaber lemeimer hachi. It would make sense to say that that's true. The kiman shasa darbash a nazir also behem and lecha mecha gedolu misu. So logic would indicate the fact that the child went now and drank wine, or a relative gave him wine to drink, or the relative he went and was a nitla mason, or the relative, let's say, took him to the Pesach Kabbardus for a visit. They're saying we don't want him to be a nozer, the chara. But umiyu, So that would be the logical understanding of it. So why do I have a suffix of the Rosh? Because me or Miranok at Gilach, since the Mishnah specifically discussed the case of Giluach, Masha Dafka Shosa Maisa Begufa, that you physically changed him. So that is a valid makor. But the fact he did an action, maybe he forgot. Right? But over here, you're changing the person's body is supposed to be a certain way, and you're changing it, that might be the only makor. That's what Rosh is masupik about, the fact that Mishnah specifically chose that case, which in some sense is a more distinct and clear makor.
Is the father alive?
Yeah.
So the krovim could nullify the
action of the father. Yeah. Near davka kishemichu miyad kishashamu. This mechor, it's not like we try 15 days and we say I changed my mind. It has to be immediately upon hearing that this is merely upon hearing that this is what the father wants him to do, the son says, I don't want it. Or the Krovim, as soon as they hear about it, say, which might not be immediately when the father undertook it, but the father undertook it. And now, a few days later, the relative hears about it, and he says, I don't want that, so that would be a mechor. With the Sefta Ketani, or Shehebi Beisaris, when the child turns, this halacha is a halacha on the child who's a katan. Once a child becomes a gadol, the father's kabbalah is not binding on the child, or the child's kabbalah. It sounds like it was not, which was done through the command of the father. So it's not really the child deciding himself, but rather the father is forcing upon him. Once he becomes a gadol, that's no longer binding. So why doesn't the Mishnah discuss that case? Because that's like along the lines of a mechor. So the Rosh is not really a mechor. But rather, Mishum Dhavoz Beisaris Mevatelis Af La'achar Sheshoma Benisratza. It means he actually undertook Naziris, and when he hits the age of a mitzvah, the process stops. That's a different din. It's not a mechor. Avla Hanoch Loi Mahani Echar Kach Shekar Nisratza Bekibel of Naziris. But these other examples work with a din of protest, so once he's accepted it, he can't change his mind. So it's a really different concept. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't give that as an example of a mechor, because it really functions totally differently than the din of mechor. Hoysel payment for reshes can appreciate, yeah, like we said before, by the case of the woman who was a nazira. So the father had said this for the son, and he went and with it. Ready with tremendous alacrity, he set aside the animals, and the kid says no. So now, what do you do? Right. So that's the case of the Mishnah, or the relative. They start in his ears. 2 days later, the father tells his brother, I made my son a nazir. The father, the brother says, the uncle says, no, I'm sorry, I'm in mercha. So now, what do you do with the animals? So that's the case of the Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara, ish in, I will ish aloy. This power belongs to the father, not to the mother. My time up. Rabbi Yechonomer, halacha hi ben nazir. The whole thing is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So that the Mishnah is telling us this, the form of halacha Moshe Mitzinai was given over. That it's dafka the father, not the mother. So you can't ask any questions why that was what the halacha Moshe was. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Omar Reish Lakish, Kedil Chantchem Mitzvahs. He understands this whole din is a din Rabbanon, or it's a din of Chinuch. It's a min Rabbanon, it's not a Lacha Moshe Mitzinai. And it's a din Rabbanon. So Moore says, Yehachi, I feel Isha Nami. So if it's a din of Chinuch, so why is it limited to the father? Ksavra ish kayv l'chanach benoy b'mitzvah zveit ish chayev is l'chanach is benoy. The chiyev chinuch is a loch on the father, not a loch on the mother. So whatever the mother's doing is to if a case of a mother's doing mechanach is because she's helping her husband or because she understands that the child, it's a practical idea, but the chiyev of chinuch doesn't apply to the mother. So within that, this power that Chazal gave, that the father could undertake such a responsibility on the child for the purpose of chinuch, only belongs to the father.
Is that a sort of a derived from Mitzvah Talmud Torah that the woman doesn't have?
I'm not sure the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but from all the shortness of the Torah, the more always you put that as a loch on the father, the Torah that puts it as a loch on the father to teach the children. So this is part of teaching. So I guess Talmud Torah, but yeah.
Would the mother still have, I know mothers are krova, but would she still have veto rights if she can't?
I think so, yeah. That goes into krova, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam the Rebbe Yechon the Amar Halachi he ben Nazir unto the Hachi benoy in bitoloi." So in Rebbe Yechon's world, that's Halacha Moshe Sinai. So we understand that the Halacha Moshe specifically was the father being mechanech the son. The father being madra the Naziris on the son. What about a daughter? There was no Halacha Moshe Sinai. So that's exactly what was given. And very precise. So that's it. Okay, so that's why it's not doesn't apply to the daughter. So if this is the din of chinuch, so let it apply to the father. We see it says only the father is the chi of chinuch. Fine, but it applies to the daughter as well. Morris says, "Kesavar, you're going to have to say that Rish Lakish holds." Benoy chayv lechancha, bito en chayv lechancha. The chi of chinuch is a loch on the son. Okay. Bishlam Rabbi Yechon the Amar Halachi he ben Nazir. So again, this is the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So this idea putting a din of a nazir on the child is a civil halacha by naziris. The idea is that chinuch. So nedarim have an element of a positive element to them. The person undertakes certain kabbalas. It trains them to be more careful, etc. So that's part of the chiyuv of chinuch to train the child how to do those things. So why dafka naziris? So let it work by nedarim also. Elder Zalkers, I feel in the Dorm Nami. So the Morris says, you're right. Let me boy Kamar. Karl Mishlakers, this halacha applies not only to Naziris, but to any netter. So why is the Mishnah specifically discussed Naziris? It's saying, a not even. Let me boy Minadorim, the less lay evil. That if the father would be mother, the son, a netter, and then he'd be mechanic the child in that netter, we're not discussing the child is forced to act in a way which is repulsive. Phil Nazir is the Islain evil. The kid is left with this first this long hair, and then he ends up being bald, totally bald. So I might have thought maybe that power of chinuch would not apply to Nazir. So the Mishnah, even that, I feel achi chayav lechancha. So that's how far we take this concept of that the father can undertake that and be mechanech him to do that.
I mean, it's kind of interesting that you actually have this din of chinuch, because I mean nazir is generally not something that we encourage. We frown upon it, at least according to certain shittas. But yet we say like, here, you know, be mechanech your son to naziris.
It's not so much that the father. Chinuch is to train a child that when he comes to an adult to know how to do it. So, if in case the child does undertake naziris at some point in his life, so now the father has a chiyuv to train him now that he should know how to do it when he becomes adult. Even we're not necessarily encouraging it; we're just training him for that scenario if he does do that.
But he's been minded, and I mean, if the father is one saying, okay, you will now be a Nazir.
Right, but the Kornerish Lakish, the idea is, and it'll be effective, Mirabonon. in order that in case the child is sometimes adult does do this, he knows how to do it.
Then would it be incumbent upon all fathers to have their children be, or the sons be in the zero for some period of time?
That's an interesting question. In other words, the Karnavish Lakish, Karnavish, it's a power the father has. It's not a father, that's something the father should do. Karnavish Lakish, should the father do it? I don't think it's a key that he has to do it, but the Karnavish Lakish, Pashas, he should do it. Yeah.
We can bring a carbon based on our rebuttal.
We're going to get there. Okay. That's the more is going to get to that. Okay. Okay. So the more Bisham the Birch and Dharma Lochi he ben Nazir, Hino Dictani Micha Ishimichu Krivov. So that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the power of Mechua is part of the Lacha Moshe Mesinai. Ella, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Omer Reish Lakish, but it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina quoting in the name of Reish Lakish. I don't know why the more this time decides to ask, but the whole phrase. So call Kamineho. Where do they get the power to do this? The Krivin? Call Kamineho the Krivin? Like we don't where the Krivin empowered. What? No, look at the Bach Tzvi. The Amrin Lay, Lo Sigmar Mitzvahs. So since when did the Krivim have a right to prevent the father from teaching his children how to do mitzvahs? You know, we don't want you teaching your child how to do dalad minim. You know, like, what does that mean? You know, it's very nice, but I have a chiyuv to teach my child how to do dalad minim. You know? So where are the Krivim empowered to do such a thing? Okay, so the Gemara says, Kesavar, that call chinuch the loy chashiv loy nichalei. Now there's a girsa. Look at the rush, or you look at the ghost of tzionim if you have the eyes of hader. So he has a girsa call chinuch the loy chashiv bizyonahu loy nichalei. So this idea of that the way the Rush understands it, that if you're putting something upon the child which the child is not going to want, the result is not going to be chinuch, it's going to be the opposite of chinuch. He's going to end up not doing what he has to do. So the child, and let's go back a step. The child is protesting. Forget about the crying for a second. So the father says to the kid, listen to him. He says, no, I'm not interested. What does that mean? You still make him do it. So over here we're saying, the mission is saying, the child says no, there's no din chinuch anymore. So the father says, I want you to be no. The kid says no. So what happened to your mitzvah chinuch? Right? So the Rosh says, because we understand what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're training him how to be doing averus and not listen to the mitzvah of naziris. So by dalad minim, which he must undertake this, so you have to find a way to convince him. But over here, we're setting ourselves up for worse than failure. We're setting ourselves up for negative chinuch. So by forcing something upon the child doesn't want, and the child will therefore probably not keep it, you've trained the child not to listen to the mitzvahs. So the same thing that Rish Lakish says, when you have the people around the child saying that they don't want it, that also sets itself up for negative chinuch, so therefore we don't do it. Something more. Bisham the Rebbe Yochanan Damar Halacha he ben Nazir Mishum Hachi Megaleach Lavet Hakafa. Now, take you back to your Bamas Daf Dalad on the Beis, right? So Naziris is a fascinating din. When the Nazir cuts his hair, he cuts his payus. So Moore says the works are based on the rule of Esed Ocholosa. Say the essay of cutting the Nazir's hair overrides the Isser and the Torah of being cutting the payas. Okay, so if it's a Lacha Moshe Mesinai, he's a Nazir deraisa. So this Naziris allows us to cut, come and cut the child's hair. Now, the Torah, we take you back even more. The sentence Makis, right? The Mora says over there that the Mora learns out from a pasuk that the issur of hakafa is not only is to cut your own hair, is to cut somebody else's hair. So the barber is over in the right, so when he cuts somebody's payas. And that even applies even though the child, the person he's cutting is a katan. So a barber who cuts the hair of the payas of a katan is over in the right. So how can the whoever is doing this, the giluach at the end of the naziris, is an issur d'oraisa? So according to Berachon, that's part of Lachon Moshe V'Sinai. So it's mutter. But according to Reish Lakish, how in the world can the one who's cutting the child's hair at the end cut the kid's pay? It's an issur d'oraisa. How does that work? He's doing everything to serve hakafas a rosh. Kesaver hakafas kol rosh min rabbanon, v'chinuch min rabbanon, v'asi chinuch rabbanon, v'dachi hakafas rabbanon. So we had back there in Yevamos. There's an opinion which tells hakafas kol rosh is loish shmo hakafa. So they serve hakafa, right? The pshuta shel mikra of the word hakafa means to go around in a circle. So if you picture the good old bowl haircuts, right? You put the bowl in the kid's head, you cut around the bowl, right? So that's now he's a circle, right? So that's only considered a hakafa if you take leave the hair on top and you cut the payas. But this mandam, there's a mandam in the Gemara holds when you cut all of the hair, nothing of the head, you're not over nisa derais. It's only drabana because you didn't leave a circle, you left nothing. So since by nature you cut everything, so it's not an issur d'oraisa. So so once it's an issur d'rabbanan, the chazal who were the chi of chinuch can the chazal can be mata the issur d'rabbanan for the purpose of chinuch. It's not automatic that every the rabbanon becomes mutter for chinuch. I mean, part of chinuch is teach how to do the rabbanons, but they can hold. Yes, but they can decide that this is the scenario. We're going to be matter and the rabbanon for the purpose of a chinuch for a mitzvah say, etc. Yeah.
So by an adult though, wouldn't it be the same as sort of cutting off payas, and the barber had the same sort of.
So whatever, if you hold a kavas coloresh lo shma hakafa, that's not the hakafa the Torah was asering. So the barber's not over the issur either, deraisa. So the mitzvah, the chiyuv of chinuch for the child allows Chazal took off the issur d'rabbanan in this scenario, so the barber can cut it. Okay. Bisham Berbirchan the Omar Halachi, he benazir ahachi megaleach they add another the vav over here, umaisi korban. So you at the end of the naziris we get the haircut and he brings the korbanos. Other Bresh Berbchanina Omar Eish Lakish kelechan chamitzis. These karbonas, midarais, are not valid karbonas. So you're bringing an animal which is really, midarais, really is not a korban, it's kulin. And there's an issur in the Torah to bring animals of kulin into the Zora and shech them and bring them as karbonas.
What with the ordering of Megaleach, the might of Meti korban is
no, that's not the order. It just means that we do the process at the end of bringing a korban, right?
We just want to make korban last because that's the next thing to be discussed.
Right.
Thank you.
So kesavra kulam bazara lav the raisa. So there is an opinion which holds kulam bazara is not the raisa. We had this a few places in Shas already. We had this in Kedushin and the second parak. It was a while back when we did Gedushin. Long time ago. Right? So there's an opinion which holds that Chulin Bazor is not the Raisa. It means the Isser of bringing an animal which is Chulin into the Zora as a Korban, it's not an Isser the Raisa. So it's Isser the Rabbanon, and for the purpose of Chinuch, the Chazal decided it was worthwhile to be mounted Isser the Rabbanon in this scenario. Okay. So the Rabbi Shlomo the Rabbi Yochanan d'amar halacha he ben Nazir. Karna Rabbi Yochanan that it's halacha mosh mesina, which means it's the right. So ahachi ki mitma, in a case where the child became tamei, ma'isi korban tiparim. So he brings the birds for the naziris for the korbanos of tuma. And you process the birds through malika, which is not shkita. So really, it should be an issa d'oraisa to eat it because it's in the neila. But there's a part of the dinatara is that the kayan eats it, even though it did not have shkita, it had malika. El Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Am Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, Haka Ochel Nevela, the Kayan is eating an animal which wasn't shechted, a bird wasn't shechted. So that's an Issa D'oraisa. How can you matter an Issa D'oraisa? Fine. Okay.
Is shechita ba'ofu d'oraisa or is it okay. Like basar?
Okay, so the more I answer, k'sarik b'yashar b'Rabbi Yehuda, dein shechita lo'if min ha'tara, v'chulam azar la'av d'oraisa. Okay, so there is an opinion which says that the din of shechita ba'ofus is not a din d'oraisa, it's only a din d'rabbanan. And again, so it's an issue of the rabbanon. The purpose of chinuch, they're a matter of it. And I, it's chulam bazara. Well, yes, so chulam bazara is not the raisa either. So we'll take care of both of those shittas.
Malika is also the specified method. If one was to shek the bird instead of doing malika,
it's possible.
It's exactly
correct. I'm saying, no, I understand. The same as saying, but if you hold shkita loif min atara, so there's a special override in the Torah for malika by a korban to make it mutter. Mm-hmm. But if it's not a korban deraisa and shkita is deraisa, so this is an issa deraisa. If you hold shkita is rabbanon, so then in this case, you know, we understand why the Torah said it's mutter. Mm-hmm.
This is not the same Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yossi completely?
No. Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi Yehuda, no.
Rabbi Yehuda really has the view that Oaf doesn't have, you know, problem of Basar B'Chalav.
Yeah, I was saying that's because there's no Chalav. It's only that sandwich has milk, right? Yeah, that's really, that would possibly be a different nakuda. Now the more is going to challenge that point, that really you're saying the Rabbi Yossi holds in shita loif min ha'tara, the more is going to challenge that. Let's hold it here. We'll see the rush tomorrow.
I understand how